Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Hopalong Cassidy. Original air date is June 23rd, 1951, and the title is Run Sheep Run. Let's get into it.
With action and suspense out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy, the same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures, and the same California you've laughed at a million times. Raw courage and quick shooting have built a legend around this famous hero. Hopalong is a name to be feared, respected, and admired, for this great cowboy rides the trails of adventure and excitement. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. Now, Hoppy, what about our story?
This is the adventure we call Run Sheep Run. It began on a warm spring afternoon in the San Dimas Valley. The day had been quiet and peaceful and the riding easy. Even our horses seemed to be enjoying the change of pace, and a good case of old-fashioned spring fever had nearly taken over as California and I approached the Box L, owned by an old friend of ours, Matt Liggett. We were just a short distance from the main ranch buildings when I saw something up ahead that caused me to call California to stop. California, pull up. Pull, Topper.
Whoa there, whoa. What's up, huh?
Look at the crowd of men in the front of the Box L. What do you make of it?
Hey, old Matt sure got company, ain't he?
He has, but I'm wondering if it's friendly company. Listen.
Hoppy, that sounds like trouble.
Sounds and looks like it. We better see what's up. Come on.
Get up. Get up, boy.
All right, hold it. Quiet down. Hold it. Hold it, I said. Kelly, you there. Kelly, you seem to be the leader. I want to talk to you. And stay away from that door, all of you. Come on, California. All right, one side. We're going through. Come on. What's this all about, Kelly?
Matt's turned skunk, Hoppy. He sold us out.
I don't believe it. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you. Matt sold the north end of his range and all his water rights. And that's all the water we got in this valley. He sold to Clint Slagle.
He what?
You heard me. He sold to Clint Slagle.
But Slagle's a sheep man.
Sure he is. And coming right now through the pass with more woolies than you'd find in all New Mexico.
Oh, there's some mistake here, Kelly. This isn't sheep country, and Slagle should know that. Even if Matt did sell, what would Slagle want it for?
I don't know. That's his business. All I know is, once those woolies have got down on the flats and hit the pool in the springs, we're done for. Won't matter to us then whether Slagle made a mistake or not.
Now, just a second, Kelly. There's one thing you'd better get through your head. Matt's your friend. Why, he's been the best friend any of you in this valley ever had. If he sold a Slagle, you'll have an explanation.
And what's keeping him from giving it? We're here. We'll listen. What's he hiding in the house
well,
for?
Well, look, wait a minute. You come out here pawing the ground and bellowing and tossing your horns like this, what do you expect? Naturally, Matt wouldn't feel much like coming.
It wouldn't have mattered how they came, Hoppy.
Matt, I'm glad you came out. Kelly here's been giving me some crazy talk
about... Not crazy talk, Hoppy. Straight talk.
But, Matt, it can't be that...
These people have been my friends for years. Some of them been my friends for the best part of my life. But I've sold them out, Hoppy. I've sold them out and ruined them. And there's nothing anyone can do about it.
When Hoppy first heard that elderly Matt Liggett, pioneer ranchman, had betrayed his friends by selling San Dimas Valley's only water rights to the sheepman, Clint Slagle, he refused to believe it. But Matt himself confirmed the charge, and now Hoppy stares at him, then slowly turns away to address the waiting crowd.
All right, friends, I'd appreciate it if you'd leave this to me. There isn't going to be any trouble here, so you better clear out. You too, Kelly. I don't think you're in any frame of mind to talk to Matt. I'll see you later.
All right, if you say so, Hoppy. But if it was anybody but you, I'd tell you to go to blazes. All right, boys, into the saddle. Let's be getting back.
All right, Matt, inside.
But, Hoppy, you don't seem to understand. I assure you that there's nothing to discuss.
Inside.
Well,
You too, California.
Sure.
All right, Matt, let's have it.
Have what?
Matt, maybe you can fool those fellas out there with this talk about selling them out. But don't try to fool me that easy. This valley and the people in it mean more to you than anything else in the world. So now, well, how about having the truth?
You won't believe me, Hobby, but I've told you the truth.
You actually mean to say that you sold your water rights to a man like Slagle? That you did? I still don't believe it.
Well, maybe I didn't, Hoppy, but it amounts to the same thing. Sime Argent did.
Sime's your foreman, ain't he?
He used to be. After this happened, I naturally discharged him. Or rather, he knew I would and never showed up again.
I don't get this. What could Sime have to do with it?
I had given him my power of attorney.
Oh.
You see, Hoppy, I'm getting old. Well, my judgment isn't always as good as it should be. I wanted someone to run the place for me. Sime had been with me for 5 years. I thought I could trust him, but...
When the chips were down, you found you couldn't, eh?
Yes.
Then Sime's to blame for this. Why, you've been blaming yourself.
Well, I gave him the power to do it, didn't I? Who else is responsible?
I see what you mean. You made a mistake, but you didn't deliberately sell anyone out. There's a difference. Have you tried to do anything about this? Have you talked with Slagle?
I tried to, Hoppy, but he wouldn't see me.
I see. I heard that Slagle's coming through the pass right now. I guess California and I'd better look him up. Come on, California. See you later, Matt.
But, Hoppy, wait. What can you and California do?
Our best. And if that isn't good enough, we'll have to do a little bit better.
Hold still, you knot-headed son of Satan.
That'll hold you.
Pedro, Manuel, keep him moving. Head him for the flats. Felipe, back to the pass and keep the rest of those blamed critters moving. Vamos, Prado.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Sime?
Slagle, I'm getting out of here. Look there, who's coming? Let's hop along Cassidy and his sidekick. They know me,
Shut up. Too bad they made a man out of you, Sime. You just wasted the material for a first-class rat. I heard about this Cassidy hombre. I'd admire to meet him.
Well, I won't.
Get out. Take cover if you want, but don't go away. You'll be around when Cassidy's gone again.
I'll be around. Come on. Up here.
Hello. Keep him moving. Felipe, bring him up.
Hi there.
Huh? Oh, hello.
A lot of sheep you got here. You must be Clint Slagle.
I'm Clint Slagle. Who are you?
You mean to say Sime didn't tell you? I saw him clearing out when he saw us coming.
All right. You hop along, Cassidy. This is California Carlson. What are you after? You want jobs herding sheep?
No, thanks. We don't eat mutton.
Neither do I. And you couldn't work for me even if you wanted to. Just to let you know where you stand.
But where do you stand, Slagle? This valley isn't for sheep any more than it is for mountain goats. What do you want in here for?
I'm a businessman. Maybe it was to make me a little money.
No doubt. But what's your angle, Slagle?
Well, since it's such a good idea, I'll let you in on it. I own this end of the valley. I bought all the water rights there is. Suppose I stay here. What's going to happen to your rancher friends?
They'll go broke. They'll have no place to water their cattle.
Right. So if I was them, I'd buy me out again. And I wouldn't haggle too much over the price.
Oh, so that's your game, is it? A little extortion. How much are you asking?
Today, 50,000. Land's going up, though, so tomorrow it may be more.
50,000? That's ridiculous, and you know it.
Sure. But what do you want to bet I get it?
I don't think the men here are fools.
They'd be fools not to buy.
And even if they would, I intend to do everything I can to persuade them not to.
I don't scare easy, Cassidy. I hold the water right so the ranchers go bust. That'll be kind of fun, too. But I think a cattleman ain't hardly polite for a well-brought-up fella like me to say.
Suit yourself. But don't make any decisions you'll regret. Come on, California, let's get out of here. Come on, Topper.
Get up, boy.
What's so funny?
I'm afraid I made Mr. Cassidy mad.
That's sometimes a fool thing to do.
Tell me something, Sime. You said that even if the ranchers were willing to get together and buy their water back at my price, you'd try to talk them out of it. Did they listen to him?
Listen to him? If Cassidy told them they'd walk off a cliff blindfolded and never ask why.
And he's dangerous to us, huh?
Yeah, plenty dangerous.
All right, then, my friend. You have your orders.
What orders?
Kill him.
California.
Huh?
Don't look now, but I think we're being followed. I got a glimpse of a rider a couple of times when we were atop of a hill.
Any idea who it is?
I got an idea. It's our old friend Sime Argent. No use wasting time worrying about him, though. What we have to do is find a place to camp. Come on, Topper. All right, California, we camp here. You get on into town and get back with these supplies. Bacon, flour, coffee, matches. That'll be all, I guess.
Right.
How long do you think the trip will take you?
Oh, 2 hours, I reckon.
Well, make it as fast as you can. The sooner you're back, the better.
Right. I'll get her going now. Come on, boy. Get up. Get up there.
Well, Topper, old boy, about time you had a rub down, I guess. You had a hard day.
But not half as hard as the one you're gonna have, Hoppy.
Sime.
That's right, Hoppy. No, get your hands away from them guns. Heist them and keep them heisted.
What is this, Sime?
This is just one of the events leading up to the funeral, Hoppy. Your funeral.
Now back to Hopalong Cassidy and the adventure called Run, Sheep, Run. It was several hours later that California Carlson dashed madly into the little town of Custer, nestling at the lower end of San Dimas Valley, and reined up in a spiraling cloud of dust. As he did so, he lifted his voice in a yell.
Hey, everybody! Something's happened to Hoppy! Everybody that's got a gun and a horse and a hankering to use them, come on with me! Hey, fellas, something bad's happened to Hoppy! Hurry, everybody!
This where you and Hoppy made camp, California?
Right over there, Callie. Better tell them fellas to stay right here, else they'll trample all the sign out.
You heard that, boys. Wait for us.
All right.
Come on, California. Let's see what we can find.
Hey, here we are. Whoa, boy.
Whoa. California, that log over there. There's blood on it.
Sure there is. And that's one of the things I wanted you to see.
Here, wait a second. Let's have a look around here a little. Certainly been a fight here, a big one.
Yeah, but how would anybody grab Hoppy off without a fight in his hands?
There's where they dragged him away, over there. You can see his heel mark.
Sure.
At least it looks that way. But even so, we can't be sure. Here, wait. Here's his gun.
Yeah? You sure they're his? Let me see. Yeah, they're his, all right. I was in such an all-fired hurry, I missed him before.
California, this tells the whole story. If they hadn't got the best of him, he would never have left his guns behind. And if they hadn't killed him, they wouldn't have left him behind. This proves it. Hoppy. Hoppy dead. Somebody's going to pay for this, California. And it isn't going to be long before we present the bill. You said it was one of Slagle's men following you, didn't you?
Yeah. Sime Argent. It was him that sold out to Slagle while he was still with Matt Liggett. But I reckon you know all about that by this time.
Yeah, we know about it. And I guess we also know that Hoppy's body was taken away, so we couldn't prove anything.
Then it better be found.
We'll find it. But that won't make any difference to Simon Slagle. They'll pay for this, whether we find Hoppy's body or not. And no time wasted. Come on, men. We've got a job of riding to do. Let's get going.
Okay. I'll line up with you later, Kelly. First, I got a job of my own to do.
Anytime. We won't need any help on this job. All right, boys, let's get going. We'll follow that killer's trail and we'll find him.
All right. You can come out now, Hoppy.
Good. If I'd stayed down that hole full of brush much longer, I'd have been dead, smothered to death. I was listening, California. You did fine. Not even one little lie.
Didn't have to tell none. I just let Kelly look around and kind of jump to his own conclusions. That rabbit blood on that log there sure looked like the real thing. That was a good touch, huh? Where's Sime?
Don't worry about him. He's still back in the brush tied up.
Good. So, what do I do?
You know what to do. And you'd better start doing it before Kelly and his crowd give up on that blind trail I left them and decide the deal with Slagle direct.
Right. I'll get started now.
Fine. And California.
Yeah?
When you find Slagle, be sure you talk it tough. Remember, from now on, everything depends on you.
Wait a second, mister. You come back here.
I've said my say, Slagle. You got anything to say, you better make it fast.
I'll do that. How soon do you expect that bunch to get here?
Kelly and the others? I couldn't say. Depends on a lot of things. Might be tomorrow. Might be in the next 5 minutes. All you can be sure of it is that sooner or later, they will be here.
All right. Let them come. They can't do anything. They wouldn't dare.
That's a matter of opinion. Pretty tough for you if you guess wrong, wouldn't it be?
But lynching would be against the law.
Sure, sure. Always has been. But it still happens now and again,
but
don't it?
They can't prove that I had anything to do
with Hoppy's killing? Well, I tell you, that's one of the things that's bad about fellas stepping out and taking the law into their own hands. They don't always wait for proof. But they know you wanted to kill Hoppy, so...
But what can I do?
What I told you. Skedaddle, and you better get at it.
But I can't. I mean, well, I got money tied up here. I bought this land and the water rights.
Well, if money means more to you than your neck, that's your business. But maybe I could help out a little bit.
Help me out? You?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Now, I get a little money, not much, of course. You have to take some loss, but if you aim to save something out of this mess you got yourself into, like I said...
Saw him, California?
Yeah, sure did, Hoppy, and talked it tough, too, just like you said, and it worked out fine.
Good. Then we better ride. Here, Topper. Here, boy.
Hey, we're leaving Sime here?
No, I fixed it so that in 5 minutes after we've left, he can work himself loose. Come on.
Get up. Get up, boy.
What in it? Hey, Sime. Hey, I want to see you, mister.
Get up. Hey.
Oh, there.
You confounded fool, you.
Hey, let go of me.
You messed everything up, you idiot. The whole valley knows you killed Cassidy. I've had to sell out. I'll be lucky if I get clear of this valley alive. If I'd known you were such a triple stud.
Wait a second. Get your fool hands off of me. I want to get this straight. You sold out?
Everything. Land and water rights. I had to. It was my only chance to get anything at all back.
Who did you sell to?
California Carlson. But we're wasting time. There'll be a posse here any minute now. We've got to get out of here.
Who's the fool now?
Well, what are you talking about?
You've been tricked. Selling out to Carlson. Don't you know that Cassidy's alive?
He's what?
You heard me. He's alive. Carlson knew it when he talked into selling to him. The whole thing was a put-up job between him and Cassidy.
You're loco.
Am I? I ought to know whether Cassidy's alive or not. Look at me. He had me tied up. I just got away.
But I sent you after him. What happened?
Well, Well, I guess they outsmarted me, too. I didn't know it till afterwards, but they knew I was following them. They'd pull a whizzer on me. California made as if he was going to town for supplies, but when I threw down on Cassidy, there he was with a gun on my back. He just circled around and laid for me.
So they outsmarted us, did they?
Alto, hombre! Miguel, Pedro, Manuel, vienen al canalo!
What was that?
I told him to turn the willies around. We're going back.
Now, what's the use? Now it's too late.
Is it? I'll tell you something, Sime. We're going back, and before we're through, Cassidy's gonna be shedding tears for the day he was born.
California, pull up. Whoa, boy.
Whoa, whoa!
Listen.
It's a gunfight.
Kelly and his men have come up with Simon Slager. We've taken too long. We shouldn't have stopped at Matt's place first. We gotta get there. Let's go! Kelly, hold your fire. Whoa, Topper, whoa.
Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa. Hold it a second, boys. Here's Hoppy.
Hoppy in California. We're glad to see you. We got them skunks holed up back in those rocks. They killed... Hey, hold it. You're alive.
Sure I'm alive. I don't kill easy. Ah, wait a second, one at a time. It's a long story. Most of it'll have to wait. But if this was meant to be a necktie party, you can forget about it. No use trying to punish a man for a crime he didn't commit.
That says maybe, Hoppy. We're glad you're alive. But I'm not so sure we shouldn't go right ahead with this and wipe those skunks out. They've taken our water away from us.
No, they haven't.
Huh?
That's another long story. We got it back. But it's California's story. So he should be the one to tell you. California, you better tell him what happened. California, where is he? California! California!
Oh, yes, looking for him, Cassidy. We have him.
California, is that true? They got you over there?
I'm sorry, Hoppy, but they got me while they're actually was talking. They never even give me a chance to holler.
What's the idea, Slago? What do you expect to gain by this?
Money.
Well?
I've got a quick claim deed here to this land and all the water rights, Cassidy.
What if you have?
Just this. Either California signs it, or we blow his head off.
Now, back to Hopalong Cassidy.
I'll handle this. Leave this to me. California, can you hear me?
What is it, Hoppy?
Sign that quitclaim deed. Do you hear me? Sign it. Sign anything Slagle wants you to.
But, Hoppy, you're forgetting...
I'm not forgetting anything. Just do as I tell you. Do you understand that?
Well, yeah, if you say so, Hoppy.
It's shown good sense, Cassidy. If you're beaten, admit it.
Hoppy, I guess you know what this means, don't you? It means Slagle takes over the whole valley after all. It means we're ruined.
You'd rather California died?
Oh, no, Hoppy. Oh,
no, anything like that.
Then suppose you do what I suggested. Leave this to me and quit worrying about it. Kelly, I want you to follow my orders exactly. I'm going over there, where Slager and California are. I'll go over with my hands raised. They'll be keeping their eyes on me. Think you and some of your men could manage to surround them without their knowing it while I'm doing that?
I think so, but what good will that do?
You'll learn that later. Slager, I'm coming over there. Don't fire at me. I'll come over with my hands raised.
Did you keep them raised? Keep your eyes on him, boys. The first time he tries anything, let him have it.
I'm coming now.
Anytime. Just don't think you can outsmart us, that's all.
California.
Right around here, Hoppy.
Well, Slago, I suppose you think you've won this hand. But how long do you think you can make your title to this land stick when we tell how you got it?
About as long as you could make yours stick when I tell how you tricked me out of it, I reckon. Anyhow, this quitclaim date will serve my purpose. By the time any court throws me off this land, your friend's cattle will have died for lack of water. So I still say they better buy me out at my figure.
Maybe they will. Let's see what they have to say. All right, Kelly, take over. Take him away, Kelly. Charge him with trespassing, attempted murder, anything you can think of.
We'll charge him with being sheepmen. That's the worst of all.
You won't get away with this, Cassidy. I would have sold my title. Now I'll fight you through every court in the state. Before I get through with you and your friends here,
get started, Slago. Didn't I tell you?
Tell me what?
Your deed there to this land and the water. It isn't worth the paper it's written on. California had no right to sign it. On the way over here, we stopped at the Box L, and California transferred title back to Matt Liggett. So you're finished, Slagle. Kelly, take him away.
There's no stopping Hoppy when he sets out to help a friend. Even gunslingers and crooks scatter like sheep when Hoppy rides them down, bringing an end to trickery and deceit. And this story, Run, Sheep, Run. Don't miss Hopalong Cassidy's next thrilling tale of a princess who becomes a kidnapper, and how Hoppy becomes a prince when, for a short while, Hoppy meets his match. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. Run, Sheep, Run was written by Gibson Scott Fox, with original music under the personal direction of Albert Glasser. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.